Has anybody been to Macedonia? No. Anybody been to Greece? Yeah, okay, right, yes. Macedonia is sort of at the top edge of Greece, top side of Greece. So it's a lovely warm place, and today they're celebrating something special in Greece. Does anybody know what that is? Easter. Today is Easter in the Greek Orthodox, well, in all the Orthodox churches, actually. So they're celebrating the good news that Jesus is risen. And they're enjoying, if you like, all the Easter celebrations. So has anybody here had any good news recently? Anything happened to you? Helen has. What have you had? Got a granddaughter. Well done. Did that involve a lot of work on your part?
Yes, it did. It,
right there, supporting. Well done. And when the granddaughter was born, great celebration. Yeah.
So, we got there yet.
Yeah. So this is going to sound like a silly question. How did you know that this had happened? The granddaughter had been born. You were right there. You saw it. You were, yeah, okay. That's a great way to know good news, isn't it? To be there on the spot, see it happening. Lovely. Anybody else had any good news recently? No? Jane had some a day or so back. Yeah? Somebody, can we see you? Yes.
Yeah.
That would be nice, actually, if we can see you. Yes. Somebody tried to phone you, I think, didn't they?
That's right.
But
we weren't there.
No, we were up north, yeah. So what happened? How did you hear this good news then?
They sent me a Facebook message.
How modern is that?
I saw the message.
Yeah, right. Good news.
They spoke to me on the phone after when we got back home.
Yeah. Now think for a moment, if you were going to hear good news, how would you want to hear it? Sorry?
Be on the spot.
Be on the spot. Yeah, like Helen was. That would be great, wouldn't it? Or if you're not on the spot, maybe telephone or perhaps somebody come and tell you or something like that. Yeah, you want it personal, don't you? One-to-one if you can. I think the worst way to hear good news is if somebody comes and tells you a rumour. So it comes by a third party, you know, and you think, well, I've been a bit left out here. You know, I wish they'd actually told me direct. Okay, good news. Well, today's story that Dave read for us very kindly is about good news, isn't it? Good news coming to this lady called Lydia. Now, we're very blessed. We've got a Lydia in our congregation. In fact, I think she's gone out, hasn't she? But she went out carrying a purple balloon. So today, our theme, what's our theme colour? Anybody like to guess? Yes! Sue, come and hold me a purple cloth here, would you? And drape it round yourself, why not? Good. And the way that the good news came to Lydia was through Paul. Paul had to actually speak to Lydia. And first of all, he didn't know that she was even there. He'd never heard of her before, but he was listening to God. So, is anybody else wearing a little bit of purple in the congregation there? Would anybody like to come and help me? Could you come and help me, do you think, Eileen? Just hold up this for me at the front here. She's very brave. Look at that. Well done, Eileen. Thank you. Good. I just need some helpers and maybe some others who are wearing purple if there are any. So the first thing is, would you hold that up for me? The first thing was that Paul listened to God. It's very easy, isn't it, to rush around doing our own thing and asking God to bless it afterwards. It's also very easy when we come to pray, isn't it, to come to God with a list of things that we need, like a shopping list. Sometimes we do that, don't we? And we ask God to provide what we think we need. But Paul didn't do that. He was praying and he was listening to God. And he felt the Holy Spirit say to him, well, in fact, it happened at night time. He was sleeping and he had a dream. And in his dream, a man from Macedonia said, we need help. Come across and help us. So as you heard in the story, he had to get into a boat and sail across the sea to Macedonia. I wonder if we need to learn to do this, to spend more time in prayer, listening to God. For me, it starts with reading my Bible. That's one way that I hear God speaking. And sometimes when I've read a passage in the Bible, I'll ask God, is there a bit in here that you want me to take notice of or to remember, or perhaps even to do and put into action? Sometimes we can just spend time in silence, can't we, before God, listening to what he has to say. And then a thought pops into your head and you think, that's a silly thought. Where did that come from? If it's a thought that wouldn't normally have occurred to you, where do you think it's come from? It may be the Holy Spirit nudging you, saying, listen to me. And in Paul's case, come over to Macedonia and help. Thank you very much indeed, Eileen. That's brilliant. Let's put that on one side. That's great. So there's the first thing, listening to God. But then the second thing, of course, what did Paul then have to do? Any ideas? Sorry? He had to do it, didn't he? Yes, he had to be willing to actually go and respond. Anybody else wearing a bit of purple here? Eileen's done her bit, hasn't she? Come on then. Good wife. Lovely. Thank you. Where would I be without her? Yeah. Thank you. Yes, Paul had to be actually willing to go, didn't he? He didn't make any excuses. He didn't find things to do. We sometimes do that, don't we? Before going out to do something, we sometimes find, well, actually, I need to do this first, and I need to do that first, and I need to check my emails, and I need to procrastinate, and I need to prevaricate, and I need to find all sorts of things to do beforehand. But Paul didn't do that. He was willing to get the next ship and go. He was willing to actually travel across the sea. Now, we may not be called to go overseas, to Macedonia or wherever. It's probably more likely that God will ask us to speak to people nearby, our neighbours, folk at school, folk at work, folk down our road, or whatever. Lydia, of course, was a businesswoman, wasn't she? Lydia was a dealer in purple cloth. She probably wore it round her neck, like Sue, in the stylish way, like Sue does. But it affected her business, didn't it? And forever afterwards, she probably was telling other people about Jesus and about the good news. Are we willing to go like Paul did to Lydia and like Lydia did to others and to tell people about Jesus? Thank you, Jane. Park that down there, would you? It's also important, isn't it? Sue, now you're wearing a bit of purple. You can help me, can't you? Thank you very much. It's also important to have some idea what we might say, knowing what to say. Paul had practiced many times before. He'd spoken to other groups, he'd spoken to other people. He probably had a little repertoire of things that he would say to tell people about Jesus. What's more, he probably sat down of an evening and prepared. He'd probably read the scriptures and thought, now if people ask about Jesus, what will I say? How will I explain it to them? And it's good to do that, isn't it? To think through what we believe, why we believe it, and how we might explain it to somebody who asks. If somebody says, why are you a Christian? Who is this Jesus? What does it mean to you? Why do you go to church on a Sunday? Or why do you behave like that? Why did you do that thing you did just now? It's useful to know what you might say. Sometimes you can get hints when you're perhaps reading the Bible. You might look in Acts and you might see what the apostles said in Acts. You might think, do you know, that's not a bad phrase, that. I could say that, couldn't I? Or you might read a book, and in that book you might find someone explaining the good news and how to tell people about Jesus. You can even just learn, parrot fashion, the phrases that other people use. If you really want to do it well, often you can go on a course like Alpha or Christianity Explored, or even one of our home groups, where often we do that sort of thing. We say, well, now how would you explain the good news? I think the best way is by telling people your own experience. Tell them your story. How did you come to know about Jesus? Who told you? What did they say? And how would you actually pass that story on? Perhaps just two or three key words and headings. But knowing what to say is important, isn't it? Having some idea of how you would respond if somebody says, tell me about Jesus. Thank you, Sue. Brilliant. Can we park that? Yeah, lovely. Thank you. Brilliant. It's also very important to ask for the Holy Spirit's help. Peter, would you pretend you're wearing purple? Thank you. Lovely. That's great. To do this with the Holy Spirit's help, Paul might have been tempted, mightn't he, to just say what he had in mind and to run around and do his energetic thing. But he actually asked for God to guide him. And so God guided him to Lydia and probably gave him the words to say as well when he spoke to her. And the key way that we know that is that Lydia was ready to hear what he had to say. She was on the edge of her seat. She wanted to know. She didn't have all the barriers up. She actually, the Holy Spirit had been there ahead of Paul. And so I think it's good, isn't it, when we are going to tell people the good news, to pray that God would go ahead of us and that he would, if you like, prepare the soil for the seed of the gospel to go in. And so that's why all through this year, really, we're praying for the mission that's coming up in a year's time, so that God would prepare people to hear the good news. And Lydia was just ready to hear. She wanted to know. She's excited. She seemed to respond at once, almost before the words were out of Paul's mouth, didn't she? We need to pray that God will actually prepare people who are ready to hear the good news and also guide us towards them to meet the people who are ready to respond. It isn't always the case. Sometimes we need to be a bit more patient and pray for a bit more courage and so on. But when God prepares people to be ready, it's a marvelous thing. Do you think you could find somewhere to park that, Peter? Thank you. John, could you help me with my last one? Thank you very much. The fifth thing, the last thing, is that Lydia showed by her actions that she'd received Jesus. For example, she and all her household were baptized, we're told in the story. Not just Lydia, but her family, probably her household servants, and probably even any friends that were staying with her at the time. They all pitched in. And they were all baptized together. That's actually the reason why when a mum and a dad are Christians and they have a baby, then in this church at least, we say, well, we'll baptize the whole household, the whole family, because that's what they did in the New Testament. When the head of the house became a Christian, the whole household joined in, because what goes for one goes for the others as well, doesn't it? And Lydia showed by her actions that she was following Jesus. And then, after she was baptized, she wanted to welcome Paul and his team into her household, into her home. It probably made a difference to her business, as we said earlier. Maybe her prices changed. I don't know. Certainly, I expect she dealt honestly with people. And they noticed a difference. Maybe she told them that she'd found something even more precious than the purple dye and the purple cloth that she was selling. She'd found Jesus and she'd found faith in him. So there's five things. Thank you, John. What have we, where have we got the... I'm missing one. There was... There we go. The first one was that Paul listened to God. And indeed, Lydia was listening to God. The second is that Paul was willing to go, to travel, to obey what God said. Third one, he knew what to say. And we can practice that as well, can't we? Perhaps with those sitting near us, perhaps with our house group, perhaps with our friends and family. Practicing what we say. The Holy Spirit's help. Lydia was ready to hear the good news. And lastly, thank you, John, she showed by her actions that she'd come to faith in Christ. I'm going to pray a little prayer now and pray that we would be like Paul, ready to listen to God and willing to go and to speak in his name. And also like Lydia, that we and perhaps others that we speak to would be ready to hear. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the story of Lydia, seller of purple cloth. We pray that like her, and indeed like Paul who brought the good news to her, we might be willing to share what you've done for us. In Jesus' name. Amen.